Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Adafe Owe met with the media at training camp in Owings Mills.
I feel pretty good. I thank God. It was a good offseason. Recovered from my surgery pretty well. I feel good. Yeah.
You talked about your training down in Atlanta. Justin Madubuike said you and some other guys joined you down there.
Yeah, we were in Atlanta. It was me, Beeks, Ajabo. Tavius came a little later. It was good work. Hot. Really hot. I feel like that is going to prepare us for the weeks ahead, especially in training camp. But we got a lot of good work with Dez Walker. So, it was good work.
Did part of you, you see what happened with Madubuike last year and how that turned out for him? Yeah. Is that part of the reason say, I'll do a little bit?
Yeah, I had to tap in. What were you doing, man? Like something, what you were eating, what you were watching. So it was good to see him work and, have a good camaraderie with the brothers. I also worked with David, see how he's doing as well. So it was good work.
Your thought when Mike McDonald was hired away, and what's your first impression of Zach Orr as coordinator?
Mike's a good coordinator, great coordinator. So it was sad to see him leave, but also was happy for him to get a great opportunity to be a head coach. I feel like that was something that he really wanted, and I'm happy that he got it. But Zach is good. Probably just as good as well. So he's going to have a good opportunity to show that. Zach brings a different style, more of just kind of relatable style and, physical. More so kind of the same thing, but I'm really excited just to see, what he's going to bring to this type of defense.
How would Zach being a former player and asset in
his
new role?
That's what I'm saying, He was a former player, so he kind of, understands, what we go through, certain fits, certain, speeds of the game and stuff like that. So it's going to be a different perspective, having him as a DC.
Kind of a big picture level, how would you describe your mentality going into this season?
I'm leaning on God. I know who I am. I know what I could do. A lot of the plays that, I know I can make are going to be there, right there for me. And it's just for me to go and take it. So I'm ready.
You mentioned the surgery. I don't think that's something that John told us about. Was that just a minor thing?
Yeah, it was a minor thing. Quick fix. Yeah.
You guys had, obviously, 3 years defensively last year, kind of across the board, some changes, lose guys like Jadavian, et cetera. Do you feel like any pressure at this point, any more so than any other year for you?
Nah. Same time around this year, before Jadavian was even here, the same mentality. You guys didn't even know that we were going to get 60 sacks last year. So this is kind of the same mentality. We're just trying to hunt. We're going to continue to hunt, continue to get better under Chuck. Still got Kyle. Kyle made a lot of great plays for us as well. So I'm very grateful for what Jadavian, brought and also taught me and everything. But, it's the next man up. So we're ready.
After facing Derrick Henry the last couple of years, to have him now be a part of this team, what does it mean, and then to get them to know him a little bit, seeing him up close and personal like this, what are your impressions?
Yeah, he's a freak, physical specimen. He looks like he can play the end for real, for us. So, I'm excited to see what he brings to the team. I'm just happy he's on our side for real, yeah.
It's your second year with Chuck Smith. What do you think is the biggest thing that he's added to your game so far, and what are you looking to work with him on most this year?
I'd probably say, the mentality of being, just dominant pass rusher. A plan. He has something that he always says, finish the rep with a rip. So, bringing that as well. Just trying to be a savant in pass rushing. He brings that to the table.
Kevin, what goes along with being a first-round pick. What does you about Nate Wiggins and his approach, as you get things started?
He's confident. He's real intentional about everything he does. Keeps his head down, just trying to work. He's fast, physical, and stuff like that. So he's going to have a good year.
Yeah, I unfortunately haven't seen a lot of Ajabo the first couple of seasons, obviously. What should people know about him and the work that you see that he puts in? What should fans know?
Yeah, he's ready. He's just waiting to show you guys all it, when it's sharpened and ready. And I have complete faith in him. He's a guy where, he just wants everything to be all together before he shows you. And he's going to be ready, trust me. Like, he looks good, like, real good. And I saw a lot of that when we were in Atlanta. I see it now. I have a lot of confidence in David. Yeah.
All right, thank you, Doc.
All right, y'all, appreciate it.